you for joining our weekly tourism industry call. I am Tamara Pigott, your tourism director. Commissioner Brian Hammond was unable to join us today, so on his behalf, I would like to thank you for joining in on today's call. I have a little bit of bad news. Unfortunately, Jesse Lavender, who was going to give us an update on Lee County Parks and Recreation's beach park facilities, called me last night to let me know he's not able to join us this morning. We do hope to have Jesse with us next week or perhaps the week after, depending on his schedule, but we are going to do our best to make sure that that conversation and update is made available to you. Jeff, that means you're up pretty quickly this morning. Star 2 to unmute yourself, sir.
Hey, Tam. Good morning.
Good morning.
So quickly, you know, I guess give fairly regular updates to everybody. A little bit of the same, a few new things. You know, right now, spring training certainly is the interest of the month for our community as it relates to sports. So we've got both teams are in full swing now. We had Lee County Day at the Twins Complex yesterday, and Lee County Day for the Red Sox is coming up next Friday. Both teams are reporting really good ticket sales. I know the Twins have Minnesota Day coming up on Sunday. Both teams are playing on St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. The one thing I do want to point out is that the World Baseball Classic is coming this year, and that's, you know, it's kind of baseball's version of the World Cup, soccer, and you've got all of these international teams vying for to be the World Baseball Champion and Team USA and you've got a world competition. And Boston is hosting Puerto Rico national team at their facility, and they will be having a game next Wednesday night. So if anybody wants to go see the United States team, or I'm sorry, it's not the United States team, it's Boston Red Sox versus Puerto Rico's national team. It would be a great night to go out, see the ballpark, and support both Boston and the Puerto Rico national team. And then the Twins play the Dominican national team on Thursday. And these are warm-up games for these teams to play in the World Baseball Classic. So you can certainly check out both teams' websites to get more information on tickets, availability, and things like that. So with that, that's kind of the, you know, I know Red Sox are on ESPN today. The Twins wanted me to mention that they do still have tickets available for their night game on March 21st. So I know a lot of folks here locally work during the day and can't get to most spring training games. But here, you know, on March 21st is an opportunity to maybe get out to Hammond Stadium and see some spring training action. So as far as our office, Lee County Sports, we do have a really fairly large gymnastics event coming at us this weekend down in Estero. Roy Hobbs Sunshine Classic is in full swing, and they will continue to be having baseball for a few more weeks. We do have a pretty large volleyball tournament coming to town in April, which is an AAU volleyball event. And then May is really when we start kicking up, and we host a new event called the Youth Basketball of America Super Qualifier. Many of you may have remembered a few years ago, we were hosting the YBOA Boys State Championships. During COVID, we lost that event. It went up to Polk County to their new Advent Health Center, which has 8 basketball courts under one roof. But YBOA loves coming down to Lee County, and so they're hosting a super qualifier with us, which will honestly be as large as the boys' state championships that we used to host. So that we're excited to host that. Of course, Florida High School Baseball State Championships are coming back. Pay attention to the news as far as legislation is concerned. FHSAA has been talked about quite frequently in relations to Governor DeSantis and them trying to maybe change the way FHSAA is governed. So I think we all should keep an eye on that. And then we've got a great Memorial Day and certainly leads off with the perfect game, Memorial Day, and features two or three other events. So busy spring coming at us. As soon as spring training's over, we're going to roll right into our normal sports tourism activity that hopefully has a really positive impact on all of the folks on this call, and we'll roll right into the summer. So Tam, I'll wait for any questions either now or at the end, and I'll stay on the line.
All right. Does anybody have any questions for Jeff? Great, Jeff. Well, maybe they'll get a little less shy at the end, so appreciate you hanging around. I have a very brief VCB update for you this morning. First, let's talk about the STAR report for the week of February 19th through 25th. So last week, occupancy was at 87.3%. ADR came in at 250.21 for a RevPAR of 218.40. We have some international events next week that we will be attending. Swanson's American Travel Day in Osby, Sweden on March 4th. And then not only will I, but our GCE team will be in Berlin next week. First up is IMM Trav Media, and then ITB. The Trav Media is on March 7th, and ITB Berlin is the 7th through the 9th. Looking forward to being back at an in-person ITB. This will be the first time since 2019, and certainly we want to make sure that those Eurowings flights are full. We'll also be a meeting with Eurowings while we are there to have those conversations. The PR team had a really big win this week with the relit Sanibel Lighthouse making the front page of the Orlando Sentinel yesterday. I really want to say a special thank you to the young man who was here, the reporter from the Orlando Sentinel, Patrick Connolly. Fortuitously, he was here in town and we were hosting him. We found out that the timing on the lighthouse, a tiny bit ahead of the public announcement, and were able to get both he and a UK Sun reporter that we had here in town that we were hosting, and got really lucky with that great front page coverage. I'm thrilled about that. We also rolled out a new Shellcast podcast on birding, and so you may want to take a listen to that. And now with that, I'd like to give you the opportunity to ask us some questions or share information. And one thing I'd like to ask today, if you have any thoughts about it, and you can certainly email me later if you prefer to do that, but if you want to suggest any potential speakers or topics you'd like to hear on these calls, we certainly want to keep them interesting for you. We want to make it of value. Our intent is to have a very brief call each week, but just keep those lines of communication open. So if you have any thoughts or anything you want to share or anything you want to complain about, whatever it may be, start to unmute yourself and feel free to give us your input. Wow, it's quiet.
Cam.
Hey there.
Hey, Cam. It's Beth Oliver with Offshore Sailing School.
Hey, Beth.
I just wanted to thank everyone that came out to the Sandcap Chamber lunch last week that Offshore Sailing School sponsored at Tween Waters and then attended our ribbon cutting. We have reopened on Captiva. Woohoo! So that's our big news. And I also wanted to let people know that since the hurricane, Offshore Sailing School has made like $1 million investment in two new boats, yachts to our fleet. One is a Jeannot 440 that is going to be at Tween Waters, and the other is a Lagoon catamaran that we're taking delivery of in the next month or so. So we're very excited, and I am wondering, I guess not on as positive a note, are any businesses on the call experiencing or agreeing to cancellations or date reschedules due to media coverage and whatnot of red tide at this point. We are getting a couple of calls. I'm just wondering what other companies are doing.
Beth, you know, we'll let other people weigh in, but before they do, I'm going to say I haven't gotten any reports of cancellations yet, but I know the coverage has been increasing of the red tide. Of course, we've had some pretty large, you know, sea life wash up on the shore, and that always, you know, piques the interest of the media. The attention always intensifies the larger the things that wash ashore, it feels like. So anybody else want to give some input to Beth?
Hey, Beth, it's Katya from the Pink Shell. You know, we started taking a few transient reservations. We had some guests check in yesterday. We've been super honest with them from the get-go, so we would offer a refund, but because, you know, we just started booking, we just really haven't had that because all the ones that, you know, have booked were already aware or were making them aware. So, but yeah, I mean, it's like that every time, right? So we do offer refunds if they don't want to come because of the red tide.
Thank you, Katya.
Hi, this is Jeff Webb. I have not received really any cancellations from our hotels here in the inland properties. So at this point, but I do have a question for some of the other hotels is that, are you guys getting any demand for spring break this year? Is it like for colleges and families? Are they going to come anyway, or are they pretty much non-existent?
Good question, Jeff. Anybody have any thoughts on, are they seeing spring breakers? Katya, maybe, you know, since you've just opened your reservations, are you seeing any spring break bookings? You know, I guess it may be too soon for you to say.
Right. So it's a little soon, but, I mean, all the reservations that we have been getting, almost all of them are for March. So they're very last minute, you know, so it's hard to tell if these are just guests that just want to come down and see and, you know, be the first ones to be back on the beach kind of to see what's going on, or if they're actually looking to vacation. We're not really sure yet.
All right. I'm just curious. I don't see much leisure business at all. It's transient business, but very little leisure.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, my gut says your spring break vacation is a beach vacation, and, you know, we're losing them to other markets. That would be my guess.
That's what I'm assuming is going to happen. I just want to, you know, I don't want to assume too much, but that's what I've been telling everybody, at least.
Yeah, I mean, you know, occupancy is not completely dismal. This time of year it would be low 90s, right? So we're down for sure. But not 20% down, you know, a few points down. But I, you know, even looking at the booking pattern, it's clear to me that it's transient, primarily business and support, right? Travelers, based on the fact that Sunday is the weakest day and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the strongest days. It tells me that's transient business travelers.
Yep. Now that's what we're experiencing here in the inland properties. And I would go so far to say it's Thursday and Sunday seem to be the transition days for us, but demand is still pretty strong. So,
yeah,
for us,
we have definitely turned up the notch on the marketing, and we'll turn it up an even stronger notch here, in the next month or so. At the end of the month, we really, you know, begin going harder than we have been. But, I think it's going to be difficult to capture the spring beach traveler.
I figured. And thank you, Tam, for you and your team for doing all you're doing, and to Jeff Milkey and his team for pushing along. I mean, you guys are always have done a great job, and I know you guys are working really hard to make things happen. So to you, Tam, and you, Jeff, thanks a lot for all your hard work.
Lots of people deserve credit, and you know, we are all in this together, Jeff, for sure. But you know, if someone has any thoughts, we certainly want to hear those thoughts. Anyone else have anything they want to share? All right, I'm going to do my best to get Jesse rescheduled. I know that's a conversation many folks would like to hear. And I'm very open to your thoughts on other guest speakers you'd like to see join in on this call. You know, we're trying to mix it up for you, but also would like to know, you know, your thoughts around that. So you know, again, feel free to say something now or send me an email. Happy to take your input. We're here to serve you. All right, we might set a record for the shortest call. I appreciate your time today, and we look forward to connecting with you next week. Have a great day.